Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle of the Murray Grapevine, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say. We'll call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Too deadly.
I'm rolling in a Benzo. I got no sign hanging out the window. And I know that all of it does offend you. Boo-hoo. This I know we is not the same. Ain't no two in common, yeah, I'm still alive. You cannot deny five pyramids, I am the guy.
All I hear is blah, that's a mouthful. I mean, I think that you're mad, it's not about you. Baby, it's cool, it's my crew. And we back. I'm rolling in a Benzo. I got no sign hanging out the window. And I know that all of it does offend you.
Mesopotamia, call it Australia. This is the life. No one is greater. I'm the invader of this society. Don't be light, light, lightning.
Watch it go bang.
Billy Light Leo.
Catch me if you can.
Blah, blah, Jaga Zulu to the coronation. Make it spicy, getting heated. Peter Piper, pick a fight, baby.
All I hear is blah, blah. That's a mouthful. I mean, I think that you're mad. It's not about you. Baby, it's cool. It's my crew. And we're back. I'm
yeah, too deadly. Beautiful track there. That's Baker Boy with his track King. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. As I said, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, Construction Skills Queensland commits a $60 million training boost to meet workforce demands. Queensland's construction industry is heading into a decade of rapid growth. However, workforce demand is expected to outpace supply, with a peak shortfall of 50,000 workers anticipated in 2026 and 2027. To address this intensifying skills challenge, Construction Skills Queensland, CSQ, is launching its 2025-26 annual training plan, committing $60 million in workforce development initiatives. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Kim Hetherington, Workforce Capability Director at Construction Skills Queensland, and we have Kim on the line. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hello. Is that Trevor?
Trevor, yes. How are you going?
Yeah, good to be with you.
Good. Thank you very much. Where are you based, Kim?
I'm in Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. Look, I was talking about construction, demands, so to speak, buildings. Money's a good tool.
So here we go. Commitment. Yeah.
Thank you. And hats off to Queensland receiving $60 million, and hats off to the corporation and what you guys are doing there. Fantastic. So we are short 50,000 odd workers. The problem about housing It's high demand, but we also need builders out there, and all builders from different areas, whether it be electrician, carpenters, bricklayers, what have you. So we are short of 50,000 workers. So this is a good investment, is it not?
Yeah, look, we did a big report, Trevor, and we launched it earlier this year, and we were looking at the pipeline of construction activity from 2024-25 out to the Games, and looking at, you know, what is that pipeline of construction activity, and then how many workers do we need to do the work. And what it highlighted to us was we have a shortfall. So we have, on average, a shortfall of about 18,000 workers from now out to the Games, and that really intensifies probably in that 26 through to 28 period where we're looking at a shortfall of around about 50,000 people,
So what needs to be done to meet growing demand?
Well, look, we're always doing our part here at CSQ. We want to raise the profile of construction and attract as many people as we can to the industry. So, you know, there's over 80 different occupations in construction. And I think, you know, a lot of people know a little bit about construction, but they don't know exactly what goes on site. So our role is to just try and make as many people aware of what's going on in construction, make sure that we're training up those that are already working in the industry to make sure they have the skills and the licenses they need, but also always attracting new people to the industry.
And let's talk about our beautiful sisters out there. Women can do anything. Why is it is investment in women's workforce programs very essential?
Yeah, look, we think it's an untapped market for us, particularly in construction. So we've seen an increase over the last 5 years of about 21% growth in terms of female participation, but it still hovers around about that 13 to 15%. And if you think, you know, women make up 50% roughly of the population, we feel like there's probably more there that we can tap into. And, you know, and women make great workers, so we're keen to have them in construction.
Could this expand, spill over to our First Nation communities housing?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Like, we need more people, anyone who's willing to come and work in construction. And obviously, you know, it has to be the right fit for people, but there's a mix of occupations, those working out in the sun, in the environment, or those that are better behind a computer and at the desk. But there's, you know, there's something for everyone. We have such demand that, I'm sure there's a role for anyone who's keen on construction.
Look, fantastic. Thank you very much. Like I said, it's money's a tool. Fantastic. That's at the table now. It is a good investment. And look, building this beautiful state. Thank you very much, Kim, and all the best to you and your team. You have a great day. Keep smiling.
Thanks, Trevor. See you later.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Kim Hetherington, her name is, Workforce Capability Director at Construction Schools Queensland. And Queensland received $60 million training boost to meet construction demands. So we have a housing problem, yes, but we also have a problem with the builders out there, and in regard to all facets, electricians, carpenters, bricklayers, all the above. So very, very important, and creates a nice space, a platform, and look, a great opportunity as well for our First Nation communities, and getting our mob trained up and building houses, what have you, in their community by our mob. How deadly is that? Have you seen Yanup song? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I've got the story to tell about my people. What did I? I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land. Born again, born again, born again. Thank you. I've got the story to tell about my people. Story to tell about my
Deli, and that's Alvarina Johnson, Story to Tell, and thank you very much to Deli, and big shout out. We caught up with Alvarina over there at the Yarraba Music and Cultural Festival, and a big shout to Yari, thank you very much for a deadly day, deadly night, and big shout out to all the organisers and the team behind, Daryl Harris, thank you very much, and MC Girls, thank you very much, Shanae Neal, too deadly, ripped them up, my sister, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black, have you saying yarn up strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416, call that number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob. All right, Albury, that is, Wodonga, base builder, TVN on country, has been recognised as a national leader in the Indigenous business sector, taking home two top honours at the 2025 Supply Nation Supplier Diversity Awards, Outstanding Impact and Registered Supplier of the Year. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the manager of TVN on country directing, directing manager that is, and that's Jeb Hutchinson. We have Jeb on the line. Jeb, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Trev, yourself, bud?
I'm well, brother. Congratulations. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, bro.
Yeah, bud, I'm Jeb Hutchinson. I'm a proud Wiradjuri man from Hilston in central New South Wales.
Beautiful. Cold country. And big shout out to your mob there, brother. Thank you very much. And look, how deadly are you? So top honours there, taking on two top honours. Look, tell us first about TVN on country and the work that you do, bro.
Yeah, bud, we're a majority-owned First Nations project management construction company and located on the border of New South Wales, Victoria, down here in Albury-Wodonga. And yeah, mate, I'm extremely humbled to, you know, accept those couple of awards that we won at Fly Nation. And, you know, it feels like a regular conversation with you lately.
That's right, brother. Yes, you give us a direct line. That's right.
Yeah, big year for TVN and, you know, I'm extremely proud. To accept it, but you know, on behalf of the team, you know, myself and John and Gareth are just there's only three of us, but you know, we're our entire team, anything's possible.
Yeah, exactly, brother, exactly. And you're doing what you're doing regarding a business entity, a vision, employment, all the above, but not for any rewards or recognition. But it's a good indication that you're kicking goals and you're going great guns, brother.
Yeah, definitely, bud. Like it's be able to, you know, do what we do and provide those opportunities to, you know, obviously that next generation with inside of our organisation, something I'm extremely proud of. And, you know, when one Aboriginal business succeeds, we all succeed, and it allows us to, you know, provide those opportunities to other First Nations businesses, especially in the start-up stage too, you know, to be able to give them their first opportunity. And hopefully, just like us, when we were given an opportunity, anything's possible to be successful.
Well, exactly. And you can't be what you can't see. Other black people in business look at or want to start a business, they can get inspiration from another black business who's kicking goals, you know. And the old phrase, high tide rises all ships, does it not?
Yeah, definitely, bud. And like as I tell all people, you know, there's no secrets in business. You know, for someone like myself, I'm happy to share absolutely everything that we possibly can in business, because the more people, more of our people that are successful, you know, the more opportunities that we're going to provide to our next generation and to, you know, 100 times more likely to employ our own mob than non-Indigenous businesses. So, you know, it's really important that, you know, we all try and lift each other up and be successful and share our knowledge, because, you know, that's, okay, our elders shared that, you know, and that's the reason we're in positions that we're currently in today, is because the people that come before.
Give us a bit of a journey in regard to TVN on country. How long you guys been running for? How did it all start, bro?
Yeah, 7.5 years we've been running, and it started, like most good ideas, over a couple of beers with a couple of really good mates of mine. One of my best mates from childhood, and, you know, we started in a 3-metre by 5-metre room in the back of his brother's house in West Albury. You know, we're now tackling projects on a national scale, and we've got an office in Melbourne, Adelaide, Port Macquarie, and yeah, as I said, we're tackling projects all over the country. Very lucky to, as I was speaking to you a while ago, to build the Manara Centre for Regional Excellence, a landmark project for us as an organisation, and to be able to build the future for our people. We're just about to start a build on a healthcare facility here on the border in Albury-Wodonga for the local Aboriginal health care centre, AWAS, and you know, to be able to build that future for, you know, our own people, and hopefully that, you know, creates employment opportunities for our own mob, and we just keep prospering well into the future.
Well, exactly, and you can't beat black on black. If there's a Indigenous organisation need to build a new building, why not get a black company, go there and build it, you know what I mean? It's a fantastic market opportunity, but how you're expanding, which is great guns, you virtually sound like a franchise, like McDonald's, brother. You want fries with that, you know? It's deadly to see.
Yeah, mate, as you know, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. It's a simple thing for me when I talk about, you know, employment. Surround yourself with the right people and anything possible. So I make sure I you know, get the right people and people that have the same vision. You know, and it sort of leads into what this year was about, you know, our vision, strength and our legacy, you know, is what we want to leave behind, what we remember for. And I hope we're doing that proud, and as I said, to take out the Dr. Dean Jarrett Award this year for most outstanding Aboriginal business, you know, it's something I'm extremely proud of. And as you said, Trev, I'm here. If anyone ever, you know, wants to reach out,
lovely.
All ears and you know, building this stuff and building capability and capacity for our own mob, something I'm really passionate about. You know, we've got a number of those projects on the run at the moment, you know, where we're building for community and building for our own people. And, you know, I love bringing their visions, their strengths and their legacies to life as well.
Yeah, too deadly. Look, Jeb, congratulations. Big shout out to your deadly team there, TVN, Own Country. fantastic, kicking goals and look, sitting at the platform. Strong foundation for the future, for employment, for procurement in regarding other businesses as well at the table. Thank you very much, brother. Congratulations. We'll talk soon, brother.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Jeb Hutchinson, his name. TVN on Country, directing manager. And they just picked up two top honours at the National Supply Diversity Awards. Fantastic. Doing what they're doing in regarding creating business, yes, creating employment and supporting our Indigenous organisations out there and expanding across the country as well. But not there for any awards or recognition, but they're getting it left, right and centre. So that's fantastic. Build it and they will come. How's that for a phrase? Run with it. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yana is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program here live at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Literary Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yenduba napi bamada, yenduba kachenda bamada, yenduba gadan, yenduba listen.
vision. I woke up this morning to a whispering sound of the winds. My mind rushes back for my lover.
For my lover.
Far away.
Screening for bowel cancer is simple, private, and free. Your free kit is available every 2 years from the age of 45 to 74. If found early, 90% of bowel cancers can be successfully treated. Doing your screening test every 2 years can help you to stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and your community. For more information, have a yarn with your health professional or visit indigenousbowelscreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Cowboy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turve, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Find a lover in a bummer that will never break your heart. So good to you, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come, come. Your undercover lover, not a bummer on the run. Don't mess with the rest, get distressed, my queen. I'll be your candidate lot, if you know what I mean. I saw you standing there with a smile like Cinderella. I wondered if you'd kick it with a fine young brother like me. So tell me, do I pass the test? Cause this bottle's coming at you above
man,
all the
rest. Man, I'm an Ali. Almore is gay. Curry a lot.
kotaka mer karim mena manali marim natagri my love I need you honest I do now that I'm leaving all of my thoughts they will be of you remembering the love that used to be please come back to me darling I need you my love I need you honest I do Mena Manali Aumor is gay Kari alam Kotaka mer kari Mena Manali Marim natagri My love I need you Honest I do Manali Aumor is gay Kari alam Kotaka mer Kari Mena Manali Marim Natagri My love I need you Honest I do Now that I'm leaving, all of my thoughts, they will be of you. Remembering the love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I need you. My love, I need you. Honest, I do.
We tribala, one name you make it. Girl, we you, none of all you take him. I wanna take him, but him look Brazil. Him cafe, so say six so Brazil. Hey, look up, are you no make it this kind? I go mother try him bala one time. Try him, look up, I might him gaman. If him go look, you go mother get the eye. Call it, I try from kissy all kind gama. I take him go, I say get the hand from ama. If I get a white one, I'ma no light. I'm all to fix skin mask got black. I go get a black girl, I'ma okay. If I can't find a one, I'ma which way? What am I gonna do? I go stop this time. I'ma go lose it, call him, I go lose your mind. I go kiss a gamma win, you go look me dance. Bala, you can beat me, you got no sense. If I let go get now, don't try for beating me. Cause I go want to tell you, make it swap see. Find a lover in a bala that will never break your heart. So good to ya, I'll never give you up. On my way, I'll come and get you in my car. That's the first thing I wanna do. Ain't gonna tease ya, do things you never knew I'd do to ya. Straight from my heart, feel my love. No matter where you are the one for me. Well, it's a come, baby, here I come. Come, you're undercover lover, not a lover.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Mena Manali with Druze Namok, featuring Bala Sam Savage, and our two Balas there with us in spirit. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call. You're yarning with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from McCurry, your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, Yarn Up Strong. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Well, he's here on your daily program, National Talk Back. Let's look at the news, The Guardian, Australian News. Big marches there about Australia and neo-Nazis attack Indigenous protest site after anti-immigration rally in Melbourne as officers alleged assaulted in Sydney. At least 50 men, mostly clad in black, approached the camp sovereignty as sun was setting on Sunday. Four people were injured. And a group of women in Melbourne have been injured, and a police officer in Sydney was allegedly assaulted following anti-immigration marches across Australia on the weekend. A group of men, including some members of the neo-Nazi group, the National Socialist Network, attacked the standing First Nation protest site, Camp Sovereignty, in Melbourne's King's Domain on Sunday evening, according to the video footage seen by Guardian Australia. The footage showed at least 50 men, mostly clad in black, approaching the Camp Sovereignty site as the sun was setting. The site is identifiable by the large letters spelling out the camp's name erected on the grass. In the footage of men attacked the letters in an apparent attempt to knock them down and then began violently swinging sticks and poles at camp activists. In a statement on Monday morning, Camp Sovereignty and the Black People Union said the group allegedly, completely unprovoked, they ran up the hill and immediately targeted women, grabbing them, throwing them to the ground, and striking them in the head. Four people required medical attention and two were taken to hospital with severe head injuries, one with a deep gash to their head. The camp said a spokesperson told Guardian Australia all of those injured were young women of colour. They alleged the men yelled slogans such as white power and white man's land, as well as sexist and racist slurs. One member of the community, a 30-year-old primary school teacher who did not want to be identified, alleged in a statement, "I had what looked like a 15-year-old boy rip my hair, throw me to the ground and smash into my face with his fist. He did it with a smile on his face. I couldn't believe it." The camp believed it was targeted. A group of men appeared at the time. They regularly held community gatherings and ceremonies. A spokesperson for Victoria Police said crime investigation unit detectives were investigating an affray in South Bank. It is understood a group were gathered in Parkland off St Kilda Road about 5 p.m. when they were approached by a second group, the spokesperson said. Officers have been told the second group formed a line in front of the first group before assaulting various members of the first group with sticks and flagpoles. Officers attended and moved the second group on. A man with and woman were both given medical assistance at the scene. The investigation remains ongoing. A spokesperson for the Ambulance Victoria said they were called to an incident about 5:05 p.m. A woman in her 30s with upper body injuries was transported by road ambulance to the Alfred Hospital in a stable condition, spokesman said. Meanwhile, in Sydney, two people were charged after a brawl erupted in the Broadway Hotel and a police officer was allegedly assaulted. So that's the movement of the anti-immigration rally in Melbourne and Sydney. So there it is, and I think we probably have found a new date for Australia Day. I don't know. What's your thoughts? Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Changes, not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness with the coming of the light of day. Talking about a chosen place, they want to sell it in a marketplace. Look out, in just a minute now. Standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. The winds of change blowing down the line.
us. You're searching for a higher level that this could be paradise. But he was standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time.
Bushfires happen every year in Queensland. It's time to prepare your mob and home. Make a bushfire survival plan so everyone knows what to do. Pack an evacuation kit with all the important items you and your mob might need. Check fire danger ratings and listen to any bushfire warnings. Find out more, search Bushfire Survival Plan. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
Folks, Troy Cassadale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
So I can make it on my own. I came down to the city, far away from home. Didn't know what to expect. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. Tis the place I am from, and I call my home.
Call my home.
Side by my island home.
Side by island.
I might watch America.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saibai Island.
Saibai, my island, oh.
Saibai, my island, oh. Saibai Island.
Saibai, my island, oh.
Saibai, my island, oh.
Now that I've been down in the city for some time, don't know when I'll get back home. City life, neon lights,
they shine so bright.
Guitar skanking to the beat. So far away, but memories take me back to my island home. It's the place I am from, and I call my home.
Saibai Island.
Yeah, beautiful track. Moses Warrison, big shout out, my brother. Hope you're well. Saibai Island, my island home. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416. Got a call on the line. I believe you've got Michael on the line. Michael, good morning.
Good evening.
My brother. Good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, steady, steady.
Steady, steady. Let the mob know. Who you mob? Where you from, Michael?
Like I said, Universal.
Universal.
Yeah. Gotcha. Polynesia, Melanesia.
Yes.
Australia, right across the Pacific.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. Beautiful.
Yeah.
What you in yarn about, my brother?
The whole Earth.
Represent.
The whole Earth. The whole universe.
The whole universe. Yes.
That's where we come from.
People of the land.
Yeah. We were sent here.
Yeah, Bella.
To look after the...
And you reside there with Torres Straits, huh? Is that right?
Yeah.
We're up top the Torres Straits. Which island?
Yeah, I'm from east, not south, east and west.
Yeah.
But I grew up with Moai.
Moai Island. Yeah,
Moai
Island. Mm-hmm.
But my lineage is not south, east and west.
And we're talking about the Torres Straits, brother. My mind goes straight away to... the rising of the sea, and we need to be careful there, don't we? I mean, planet Earth, Mother Earth is crying out, and we need to look after it. It's a global climate. It's real, is it not, Michael?
Yeah, it's real. But the unreal thing is that engineers going in there and putting up little fence.
Little fence, you say?
Yeah, you got to have 10, 20-meter rock walls, and, you got to lift the islands up by soil and rock, like they do it all over the world when they reclaim land, whether it's in Holland, whether it's in the Asia country, wherever.
Mm.
They can build the Singapore airport out of the sea.
Mm.
They can build any of them islands.
Well, today's technologies, we should be able to do a lot, shouldn't we? Do more.
Yeah, a lot of rocks and a lot of soil, and you got a new land. You build up new land. Everything has to go up about 20 meters.
Yeah.
Then the housing has to go up too. Like they build those. Like a skyscraper type of building, but it's all titanium, bulletproof glass, aluminium. They build it all over the world. But when it comes to indigenous community, you get asbestos, galvanized, rusted away homes, Even the houses, when you look at it, shameful in the way they build all the houses in the community.
Yeah.
Like Lego homes.
Lego homes.
Lego homes. That's why when my brother, the Tamaitan, came home drunk one night, he walked into the neighbor's house next door, and sat on the table, and the sister there, hey, Bala, your house is next door. Because the houses look the same.
Yes, oh, okay, wrong house.
Wrong house. You went into the wrong house. Because they all look the same. They call them Lego homes.
Yeah, Lego homes is what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Yep.
Yeah, when they build the houses for indigenous community, it'll rust away in five years. Then another contractor's come. You know, and they bring all the grog and drugs. And then in a couple of years, another more come. You know, nothing get done permanently in the community. That's why they don't want to build the islands, because they want to sell it off. And they want to mine it, you know. Because in Zenarkis, you got plenty of oil and gas and rare metal, you know. Rare metal to get to space, it's all there on them islands. You got gold, you got diamond, everything there.
Sure.
But yeah, but they want to kick everybody out. So they can get to play the real estate, you know, and get to, you know, mining. They want to mine all their mines, the rare metal, you know. The metal now, they've got to get to space.
And it should be First Nation people front and centre regarding employment or businesses if they're going to build anything. If you're talking about building a sea wall, or if you're talking about building houses, yeah, there's job opportunities and business opportunities for black people.
Yeah, we built the railways.
Yeah, built the railways, we did. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we built all the mines, but yet we're not allowed to own the mineral. The mineral is on our land. It's under our land. So we got to get our gold back, our diamond back, take over the mines. Then the gap will close. The gap will close, it'll slam shut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Because poverty, we grow up with poverty. You know, we went and fight wars for the England, for the Roman Empire, Britannia. And what do we get out of it? Get thrown back into the community, back into the concentration camps. They call it missioners. And then they feed the missioners a little bit of money, and the churches jump in. Oh, we go hospice it. We'll hospice the money for you, because we know God more than you, brother. So they control the money. Right up till today, they're still controlling the money. They want the money of our people, because, you know, they got to build a new church in England, or they got to, you know, do some stupid thing in Europe, you know, and they, you know, preach on the blonde eye, blue eyes, these, you know, all that kind of crap. It's all lies.
That's why you got lies on the streets
today.
Yep.
Brainwashed lies, the neo-Nazis, all that.
Those lies are devastating black man on country, you would say.
Yeah, they lie. It's all lies. You know, and they... You know, they're still killing our people in jail. They had one this morning.
Yeah, my
brother. Still going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what? Because, you know why? Because a lot of them Roman blood. They're all Roman blood. Like, you got Roman Israelis and all that. Roman, all them Europeans, they are Roman blood. But they got Xerox killer genes. Yeah, that's why it's normal for them to be racist, to be... like the way they are, you know. They don't want to be normal because their genes are all messed up. So serial killer genes. That's been proven. It's not my report.
Yep.
It's a Harvard report.
You make some very, very good points there, Mabala. I've got to go to the news. We go yarn later, Mabala. Big S or.
All right.
Big S or. Michael Angelo Newey, have any say here on your daily program, National Talkback? Stay tuned, got the news coming up very soon. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong here on National Talkback.